Part 4. Lord Shiva blesses Arjuna. Lord Shiva was pleased with Arjuna, and he spoke to him in a voice as powerful as roaring clouds. O Falguni, today you have satisfied me. There is no warrior equal to you in courage or patience. O best of the Bharata race, your strength is practically equal to mine. Formerly, you were a rishi, and you have now taken birth to serve the Supreme Lord's purposes. Soon, you will acquire the weapons with which to defeat your enemies, even if they be celestials. I shall bestow upon you my own irresistible weapon. Now I will give you the eyes to see me in my original form. Behold! Arjuna looked up and saw Lord Shiva with his three eyes holding a trident and a divine serpent draped around his bluish neck. Arjuna bowed down and prayed. O great God, O highly exalted one, you are the refuge of all celestials. Why, the very universe has sprung from you. You are Lord Vishnu in a different material form, and are unconquerable by demigods, demons, what to speak of human beings. O Shankara, pray, do forgive me. It was only to receive your audience that I came to this mountain at all. Please, pardon me for my rashness in fighting with you. I now seek your protection. Lord Shiva lifted Arjuna to his feet and embraced the Pandava. I have pardoned you, for you are Nara, the friend of Narayan. Previously, you too chastised the demon hordes at Indra's coronation. Krishna is that supreme Narayan, and with him you will again punish the wicked. O Bharata, take back your Gandiva bow. Your quivers will again become inexhaustible. There is no man on earth equal to you. Ask from me whatever you desire. Lord Shiva then handed the Gandiva bow to Arjuna. Arjuna then said, O Lord, if you are pleased with me, then I humbly ask that you bestow upon me your irresistible personal weapon. That weapon is known as Pashupata. With that weapon you destroy the universe at the end of creation. So with it, I may be victorious over Rakshasas, Danavas, Gandharvas, Nagas, ghosts and spirits. It will enable me to emerge successfully from the battle that I shall fight against Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, and the son of the Suta Karna. Lord Shiva replied, O son of Kunti, I will give you this weapon, for you are capable of holding, throwing, and withdrawing it. Not even Indra, Yama, Kuvera, or Varuna knows the mantras to this weapon, what to speak of any human being. However, you must use it only against celestial fighters. The Pashupata should never be released at lesser enemies, else it may destroy the entire creation. This weapon is discharged by the mind, eyes, words, or a bow. No one in the three worlds of moving or non-moving creatures can withstand its force. Arjuna then bathed for purification and stood before Lord Shiva in order to receive the mantras. The demigod gave his weapon to Arjuna, and it then waited upon him, just as it waits upon Lord Shiva himself. When all the celestials saw the fearful weapon standing in its embodied form by the side of Arjuna, the earth trembled and terrible winds blew in all directions. Thousands of conches and trumpets were heard resounding in the sky. Lord Shiva then said, "Now go to heaven and receive Indra's weapons." Lord Shiva then departed with Uma and his many followers.